asked my mama, she was so miserable and so unhappy. She locked herself in her bedroom and she didn't come out for 6 long years. And in my mom's bedroom, my mama, she had 3 TV sets like Elvis the King used to have. And on top of each one of the TV sets, my mama, she had 2 VCRs for recording all them shows she wasn't watching. And for 6 long years, she stayed locked in her room, drinking vodka and milk and reading the National Enquirer and the Sun and the Star and flipping them channels. And then my sister graduated from school and the child support ran out. My mom was forced to go out and get a job. And I know I don't have to tell you what a mean, cruel world it is for a 50-year-old woman without no college education. My mom, she had to work one shit job after another just to pay the rent. Until finally, fate or something led her to a place called R&D Trucking in Florence, Alabama. They hired my mom as what they call a truck log auditor. Every Monday morning she'd come in and audit all them truck drivers' logs to make sure they haven't been driving 3 miles without sleep or something. And if they had, her job was to call them in the office and bitch at them. And there was this one truck driver. His name was Chester. And Chester was the biggest, meanest motherfucker at R&D Trucking. Chester weighed about 350 pounds of pure muscle and gut. Chester had the word Kim tattooed right there on his forearm. And legend has it, one night back in Vietnam, Chester killed 8 men in their sleep in order to escape from a POW camp. And now every Monday morning, my mama's calling that big tall motherfucker into her office and she's bitching him out. Until finally one day she just goes off the deep end and she starts cussing at the top of her lungs. And she says, Chester! God damn it, Chester, every week you fuck up your logs. When you know I'm gonna catch you, know I'm gonna call you in here and bitch at you. What gives? But all Chester heard was a bunch of Mom looked down from that desk where she had climbed up to have a height advantage on him, and she got madder than hell. And she said, God damn it, Chester, every week you fuck up your logs. When you know I'm gonna catch you, you know I'm gonna call you in here and bitch at you. What gives? But Chester just looked my mama right square in the eye. And he said, Jan, it's because I'm in love with you. And I knew the only way I'd ever get to talk to you was to fuck up my logs, so you call me in here and bitch at me like you mean so sweet. And 6 months later to the day, my mom and Chester, they ran off to a tattoo studio. And he and Kim changed to Jan. And then they eloped to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I could never make this shit up. And they got married at Dollywood. And I just moved out to Georgia and I didn't have the money to buy my presents, so I wrote my mama this song. It's called 18 Wheels of Love. And every goddamn word's true. Trucker, mama ran off with a trucker, paid a bill.